7403839944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 7403839944.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to Swap Shop. It's 12:15, and we're going to go on now for about 45 minutes. And anytime during the day, during this 45 minutes, you can call in and maybe sell a set of golf clubs, or sell a pair of water skis, or I'm trying to think of other stuff like that. But you're welcome to call us at 7403839944. I get my numbers confused because I have a number on my phone, my wife's phone. We have the call-in number here. It throws me off. I'm sorry. Anyway, this is Glenn Coble, and I'll be your host for the next 44 minutes and 51 seconds. And we'll be glad to take anything you have to sell, with the exception we don't like to take anything that requires a some sort of registration or that sort of thing, like a car or a house, gun. Things like that. Anything that you have to do some legal paperwork on, we don't want to do that through Swap Shop. So if you, and another thing that we've kind of opened up, and we've had a couple of people call in on it, if you're looking for something, we'll be glad to put that on. Somebody last week was looking for a Chucky doll. I hope he got it. It was for his daughter, and he didn't want to have to drive all the way over to Mansfield to get one, which is the closest that he had found where he could get one. And I hope he was fortunate to get that. And if you're looking for something, again, if it's not required to have some sort of paperwork like a car or something like that, call us and tell people what you're looking for. Also, if you have a garage sale or a yard sale or a basement sale, we'd be glad to put that on. Or if you have anything for, let's say you have a nonprofit organization, a church or something like that, that you're having some sort of sale-a-thon or some sort of event that you want to publicize, give me a call at 740-389- Boy, am I getting it wrong again? 740-389-38. I'm going to have to look that up because all of a sudden I'm forgetting what our phone number is. Here we go. And I also just found out that my speaker microphone was not working very well. Can you hear me better now? I hope you can. For some reason or other, my mic was detached. And so anyway, I'm going to look up what our phone number is so that I give you the right number so that you can call. Let's see here. Here it is. Come on. Come up. Here you are. Here we go. Go. All right. 740-383. I'm sorry. I said 389. 740-383-9944 for Swap Shop, and give me a call. I'll be glad to put it on the air for you. Today, I'm going to go over some of the trivia and interesting facts around St. Paddy's Day. Now, one of the interesting facts on here is that Irish people will never use the name Patty. The name was Paddy with D's. But anyway, we'll go over that. That'll be one of my trivia questions. We'll talk about that. I'd be more than happy to hear from you. I can remember when I was in Chicago, we had a bar, and I think I mentioned this last week. We had a bar that was called Tony's Bar, and he had a lot of connections, and he used to paint the street, or the lines down the middle of the street. They painted them green for him every St. Patty's Day, and we had a great time at that bar on St. Patty's Day. Probably too good a time. Fortunately, I did not drive into work very often. I took a train, and so therefore I was able to get myself sobered up before I got home. It was about a 2-hour and 15-minute commute from the moment I left my office to the moment I stepped in my house in Valparaiso, Indiana. It was if I drove it, and I didn't, I tried to do that as little as possible. But if I drove it, it was about 1 hour and 15 minutes. But if I took the train, there were all sorts of connections and stuff. You understand. Anyway, yes, you're listening to Swap Shop, and we kind of struggle during the winter. We understand that. It's kind of tough for people to get out and about. But today it was beautiful when I came in. I don't know if it still is. Let's see what the temperature is. I'm going to go to my temperature stuff, and I'll tell you what it is right now. In Marion, it's 45 degrees and sunny right now. It's going to be sunny. It looks like it's going to be sunny the rest of the day. And sunset today is 6:29, which is, it's getting longer. And let's see, what time does the sun come up in the morning? The sun will come up tomorrow at 6:57. So roughly from 7 o'clock to... 7 o'clock to 6:30, we have daylight. No longer are we stuck in the darkness at 4:45 or whatever it had gotten to. Hey, do you know where the very first St. Patrick's Day parade was held? I think most of you will probably get the answer close to right on this, but you know it was. You can understand why it was held at this town as opposed to the other town I'm going to mention. But the first place, it was held in Boston. There were a lot of Irish people that settled the Boston area. And on March 18th, 1737, even before the independence Declaration of Independence was signed, they held a St. Patrick's Day parade in Boston. And of course, you all know that it ended up moving to New York, and they have a parade. Now, I imagine Boston still has a parade, but the one in New York kind of took place in 1762 and kind of took over, especially in the later 1900s, because television came in and they did a lot of televising of the St. Patrick's Day parade. Kind of a political thing. If you watch St. Patrick's Day parade, there's almost always some mayor shaking hands and tipping his cap to the Irish. That's kind of the way it is all over the United States at St. Patrick's Day parades. It seems to have a close relationship to politics. It's okay with me. I have been in politics, and I know there are good people in politics. I know I've been told 100 times, if I've been told once, that nobody in politics is any good. But I was in politics, and I was always honest, and yeah, what the heck. Everybody has their own opinion, I guess. Excuse me. And naturally, I left my halls out in the car. I should get paid for mentioning halls as often as I do. That's what clears up my sinuses when I get clogged up. There must be something in the studio that does this, because I'm usually pretty good until I sit down at the microphone. All right. Anyway, first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in 1737 in Boston, and then the more famous one started in 1762 in New York. Yeah, we were talking about New York earlier today with several of the people around the station here, and how much fun New York is. I'm not a big fan of New York. I love going to New York. When I was in athletics, we had lots of games that we played in New York. We played at the Madison Square Garden, I would guess, probably half a dozen, maybe a dozen times, including NIT games that we played and NCAA games that we played out there. It was great fun if you went for 3 or 4 days. I'm not sure. First of all, I couldn't afford to live there, and I'm not sure I'd want to be a New York resident. Just too many people. One of the things that was kind of interesting, last time I was there with, I'm trying to remember what team it was with. Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I was with a basketball team, and we were there for the NIT, and they allowed us to use the New York Athletic Club. They had a basketball arena in the club, and they allowed us to use that club to practice for the NIT. So we went over there, and we were told that we had to use the freight elevator. Now, I'm not sure why that was. Was it that the really rich clientele of the New York Athletic Club didn't want to see all those African Americans, or whether it was just they didn't want kids in sweaty clothes going in their nice elevators? But we went up in a freight elevator, and halfway up, it stuck between floors. There were 17 people in that elevator, most of whom were kind of sweaty. And let's see, we had three coaches in there, myself. I think our athletic trainer is in there, and then the rest of them were basketball players. And we got stuck. And we got on the little phone. You know, there's a phone in most elevators. And we got on the phone and told people we were stuck. So we knew help was on its way, but we had, and I won't tell you who it was, but one of the predominant people in the elevator kind of went a little berserk. Yeah, he got claustrophobia and was screaming he had to get out of the elevator. That was kind of scary, and we were in there for about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, and finally somebody arrived and opened the door above us. Therefore, we could get out of the trap door that was in the roof of the elevator. And this person who was panicky was the very first person out that door and up and crawled out of the elevator, much to his pleasure to get out of there. But then we all of us had to kind of shinny our way up there and get out that way. And finally, they got the elevator working. So that some of us who weren't so good at shinnying were allowed to actually open the door and get out. But interesting development. And we did that that time. And then I came back after we got out of the NIT. We came back to Athens. I obviously was at OU at the time. We came back to Athens, and I was at the courthouse in Athens, and it was kind of a small elevator, and we were going up. I think we had to go up three levels to the courtroom, and again halfway up, and I had been making some slight jokes about how a couple of weeks earlier I had been caught in an elevator, which was bad timing on my case because we got stuck in that elevator. And again, we had one person that kind of panicked and really wanted to knock me out because I had made that criticism. But fortunately, that one didn't last very long. It was probably about 5 minutes and we were out of it. But so I haven't had a good experience with elevators. So if you ever see me and I'm getting on an elevator, wait for the next one. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we'd love to have you call us and sell anything that doesn't require any sort of legal paperwork. Give us a call. The number is 740-383-9944. And you, by the way, you can send us a postcard or a letter with items. And as we get closer to spring, I have a feeling we'll get more and more of these coming in. But we've had a couple. Send it to WWGH Radio. And you can, if you want to, you can put Swap Shop next to that. 165 West Center Street. And the suite number is 208. Put that on there because that's how the mailman knows how to get to us. Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that one more time. WWGH Radio, Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And if you have something you're ready to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. What is St. Patrick's name? All right, that seems a lot obvious, doesn't it? Well, that's where they pointed out in this little tidbit that I got off the internet net that his name was not, nobody called him Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, Patty. Apparently, in the Irish style of things, they called him Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y. And apparently that had a negative connotation at the time in the United States. So the USA people kind of switched it to Patty as opposed to Paddy. I'm sure that had something to do with ethnic problems. But his nickname was Paddy. If you were in Ireland, on the Emerald Isle. And so that's kind of unusual that slight a change in pronunciation would make a difference. But apparently at the time, it made a huge difference. So the Americans called him St. Patty's Day with T's. All right, here's a question. How many of you are planning on going to a celebration of St. Patty's Day? I think that happens to be the night of the primary election. So I will probably be covering something on the primary elections. It's 8 weeks, I think, 8 weeks before supposedly our first frost. So that on that day, I will probably be planting stuff in my indoor basement grow light area. And also, it's St. Paddy's Day. And on St. Paddy's Day, people tend to wear, of course, green. Now, I say of course, but, you know, that's not really what St. Paddy was known for. The original color that was associated with St. Patrick's Day, or with St. Patrick himself, was blue. And that was because St. Patrick preached about the Holy Trinity through the symbol of the shamrock. Well, this is why it kind of switched to green, the shamrock. You know, a lot of people talk about the four-leaf shamrock. They talk about the little folk, and the little folk were associated with green, and the shamrock is green, and that's kind of why they moved it over to the green, even though St. Patrick himself was more associated with blue. I don't know how he got associated with blue, but apparently he was seen in blue more often. Anyway, so that's why green has become the shade of and if you're then that's more for the Catholic Irish, the green color. I've been told all my life that if you're a Protestant Irishman, you wear orange. Now, I'm not sure where that comes from, and I didn't find it in my research about the wearing of the green. If you happen to know, I'd be glad to hear from you why it was orange. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Also, if you have something to sell on Swap Shop, we'd be glad to hear from you there. I remember I was not a big fan, and I never have been a big fan of wearing the school colors or things like that. When I was at the two different universities where I worked in the athletic department, I did not wear the color of the school all the time like some of my friends did. When I was at OU, I did not wear green very often. I don't think I look good in green, and therefore I didn't wear green very often. I had a lot of friends, a lot of in the athletic department that had green blazers, and they would always have those on and on game day. I had a green blazer too, but I only wore that at when we were giving out awards to our teams and stuff like that. And I really am not a big fan of that sort of thing. It's like people saying, acting as if a baseball team, they are part of the baseball team. I'm a Cub fan, but I know darn well that I didn't help a bit during the World Series of 2016. I don't mind if somebody else wants to steal a little glory from a team that they support. It's just not my style. All right. We've told you why we wear green. And by the way, I am not a huge fan, as I said. So if I feel required to wear green on St. Patty's Day, I may wear my green underwear or my underwear, my boxers that have green stripes in them. And if you really want to see it, I'll show it to you. Or I may wear a T-shirt under something that's got a green stripe or something like that. But I don't openly wear that color. All right. Now, this is an interesting question about St. Patty's Day. Did St. Patrick rid Ireland of snakes? Now, I've heard that all my life, that he rid Ireland of snakes. According to that, let's see, I'm trying to see if I can remember how he got rid of them. I don't remember, but he banished them from Ireland. Now, the fact is, Ireland is cold, it's kind of miserable, and the weather isn't too good. Snakes and reptiles are cold-blooded. They don't like cold weather. There aren't a lot of snakes in Ireland. It's just too miserable weather for most cold-blooded reptiles to hang around Ireland. So, no, he did not rid the Emerald Isle of snakes. But they were a symbol of some of the pagan druid priests who came before St. Patrick, and that's why basically they said he got rid of the snakes. I guess they were kind of saying he got rid of the druids. Anyway, that he did not chase the snakes out of Ireland. So those of you who have believed that all your life, like I have, we were wrong. I might have to move to Ireland. I'm not a big fan of snakes. How about you? You're listening to Swap Shop, and right now it's pretty quiet. I would say it's very quiet, but if you have something you'd like to sell on Swap Shop or something you'd like to find on Swap Shop, give us a call, 740-383-9944. 9944. And you don't have to feel sorry for me. I had one lady tell me after the fact, after I was off the air, I called in because I felt sorry for you. You don't have to feel sorry for me. I'm enjoying doing this, and that's why I have these little trivia things lined up, and I will have trivia things lined up until I just have no more time, and I'm expecting when we get to the spring, we won't have a lot of time to do trivia because we'll start getting the garage sales and stuff like that. Anyway, where do you think St. Patrick was born? Now, obviously, everybody would say, wasn't he born in Ireland? Well, he definitely wasn't born in the United States. But he was also not born in Ireland. He was born in the United Kingdom, or what became the United Kingdom, but not in Ireland. He was born in Wales. So he's a countryman of me. Apparently, my family comes from Germany and Wales background. So I guess we would be tight if he was still alive. Here's kind of an interesting thing. How many phrases do you know that are Irish? Well, I would bet if you go back in your head, there's probably two or three of them, but I would almost bet that most of you would say, if asked, what phrase do you know in Irish? How about Erin go bra? And that's E-R-I-N-G-O, capital B-R-A-G-H, Erin go bra. And I never knew what it meant until I looked it up. And I looked it up on the internet. Now, the internet is not 100% correct, but I'm assuming this one was a pretty easy thing to find. Erin go bra translates in Irish to Ireland forever. I didn't know that. Never heard of that. I just like saying, when I was a kid, I just like saying Erin go bra. Only I spelled it B-R-A. I don't know why. Young boys think it's fun to say words like that. Kind of stupid. All right. It's 12:41. The temperature outside, I think it would, what did I say? It was in the 40s or something like that right now. Tell me what it is. It's 45 degrees outside. Sun is out. It's supposed to get up over 50 today, later this afternoon. I'm liking the 50s. Let's get that vegetable garden in the ground. If I put it in now, I will get no vegetables, I'll guarantee you. But I'm going to put in some cold. I found some cold weather stuff, like, lettuce is cold weather stuff. I've got garlic already in. I've got some ideas of what I'm going to put in cold weather stuff. I'm one of those March, April, May gardeners. I just love to do all that stuff. I put all this stuff in, and then I let the weeds take over. If they handle it, we're good. I have had tomato plants that had bigger weeds standing next to them than the tomato plant. But I enjoy it. That's why I don't buy real expensive stuff for my garden. Okay. Did you know there are over 100 U.S. cities that hold a parade for St. Patrick's Day? That kind of surprises me. I can see Christmas parades and probably Easter parades, but I didn't realize that many cities hold parades for St. Patrick's Day. Some of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades are in Chicago, Illinois, and Savannah, Georgia. I've been to the Chicago one, but I didn't realize that Savannah, Georgia was a big Erin go bra fan. excuse me. But anyway, there are 100 cities that hold parades for St. Patrick's Day. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and I'm here on Swap Shop. If you're interested in calling us, call 740-383-9944. I have a notice here, and this is something you can do too. You can send in information about, you know, one of your nonprofit events. And this is interesting. There, Master Urban Farmer is going to be on Thursdays from March 19th through April 16th, and it'll be at Mays Community Temple between 6 and 8 p.m. I better go there. They probably can teach me how to keep the weeds shorter than the tomato plants. And that's on Bennett Street. That's 801 Bennett Street here in Marion. There's no cost to the community, but you do have to register, so make sure you contact them. To register online, you go to go.osu.edu/Marion Urban Farmer, or you can give them a call. Their number, you ready to take this down? They're at the extension of 740-223-4040, if you're interested. And let's see, they even gave us what's going to be held each one of those weeks. The first week, they're going to have an introduction to the Urban Farmer. Boy, I really should go to this. The second week, they're going to talk about pest management. I don't seem to get many pests, but maybe that's why my plants don't grow really well. They're too little, and I can't see them. But I have new glasses now. I had my cataract surgery, and I have new glasses, so I can see so well. Week three, soil health for urban sites. I know I need work on that. I tried to compost things. Unfortunately, my 50-gallon drum sort of fell apart, and so my compost is kind of laying on the ground right now. It's going to be a great place to grow something underneath it, but it's a long way from my three garden splotches. I have three gardens. I have two raised bed and one in the ground. Okay, week four is going to be hydroponic and aeroponic production. Hydroponic is in water, and aeroponic, I assume, is in the air. And then week five, fruit and vegetable production and feeding the community. That would be quite interesting. So that's going to be Master Urban Farmer at Mays Community Temple, 6 to 8 p.m., March 19th through April 16th. Head on out that way and check that out. I think I'd like to go to that. All right. We're going to go over as I get verklempt here. It's 12:46. And where am I on my note? Oh, in 1948, President Truman became the very first president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade. How about that? That kind of interesting. President Truman. And then I know this very well. And the reason why I know is it comes from Chicago. And as if you listen to me at all, you know darn well that Chicago is kind of my second hometown. In Chicago, you know how they celebrate in Chicago? They dye the river green, and it's real green. I used to get off the train at Randolph, and then I had to walk over to the elevated, get on the elevated, and then we took the elevated right across the Chicago River. And boy, I tell you what, on St. Patrick's Day, that river was green as green can be. It was a dark green. It was a Dartmouth green, I guess you would call it. I often wondered what the fish thought of that and if that hurt the fish, but apparently it does not. I'm hoping it does not. The fish didn't turn green, so I'm guessing it didn't hurt him. Had to break away there and have a little cough. Excuse me. You're listening to Glenn Koblin. We're on Swap Shop with very little to swap today. But you can call us if you have something you'd like to sell or buy. 740-383-9944. All right. Some people say the reason we talked about the color green being associated with St. Patrick's Day, and some people say the reason why St. Patrick's Day is so associated with the color green is because it's in the spring. Well, it's not quite in the spring. Spring doesn't come till the 21st of March, and St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th of March. But anyway, it's close enough that they count it. It's associated with spring, also they associate it with the shamrock, which is green, because apparently there are lots of shamrocks in Ireland. All right, it's 12:50 or almost 12:50, and if you're listening to WWGH, you're listening to Glenn Coble on Swap Shop. Let me give you an address that you can mail anything you want to swap. And I've given this earlier, but let me do it one more time. It's if you want to send us a postcard or a little letter saying what you want to get rid of, send it to WWGH Radio Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that one more time. WWGH Radio Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Well, I hope we all have a great St. Patrick's Day. Like I said earlier, it will be the primary election day. So we're going to know a lot of things around here. We have several people in the area that will be voted on. I'm trying to think of, I guess that's the entire Ohio primary day, so that would be the day we vote for our presidential candidate, I'm assuming. You'd think I'd be smarter than that, having come from the political world, but right now I'm having a little bit of a brain stoppage and can't remember if that is, in fact, the day that we vote for our presidential candidate. By the way, did you notice Elizabeth Warren has dropped out of the running? So it's coming down to Bernie and Joe. Now, I guess Tulsi Gabbard is still in it. I'm not sure how long that's going to last. I guess they are trying to convince her to get out. We'll find out. And those two are the two left in the election, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. So I'm trying to think if there's anybody who may not have already said they're out. And I can't think of anybody else other than that. We had so many to start with. What did we get up to? About 23 candidates in the Democratic Party. And I think there are three Republicans, or at least there were three Republicans. And that may be down to two, especially after the Republican Party decided to not allow primary ballots in, five or six different states. So anyway, here's another one of the Irish trivia things. Guess how many people in the United States claim Irish ancestry? Now, and the reason why I'm surprised at this is for years, there have been movies made about the wars that Irish people got involved in, especially in New York, because they were Irish and they were discriminated against. But anyway, there are 33.7 million Irish residents, people that can trace their ancestry back to Ireland, that live in the United States. You know, there's always the stereotypical Irish priest, but there are a lot of people in the United States that do claim Ireland as their original ancestry. And that 33.7 million, that number is almost nine times the population of Ireland itself. having come from, I worked at DePaul University, and it was a obviously a Catholic university. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world is Father Gilo, who is my athletic director. And I believe that he could trace his ancestry back to Ireland. He was a great man, is a great man, still alive. We used to have a good time when we were on the road with the teams, and he'd take us to a really nice restaurant, and he'd always wear his clerical collar. I'm probably telling tales out of school here, but he'd wear his clerical collar, and I never quite understood why he wore his clericals out in public. Well, I found out one day as we went to a very, very exclusive restaurant in one of those northern California towns where everybody you see is either driving their Mercedes or up. Anyway, he took us to this restaurant, and we walked in, and he said, six for Father Gilo. And the guy looked at him and looked at his list, and he says, I don't have a Father Gilo on my list. And he, Father Gilo looked at him like, are you questioning a priest? And after a couple of evil looks, this guy said, oh, yes, here you are, Father Gilo. I can't believe that we had you listed on the second page. And we got a seat. Well, he did that more times. He never lied to him. He just gave him a look like, why can't you find my name on that list? And we almost always got seated. I had another friend. I got to tell you about this friend. When I was traveling with the United States Army Field Band, my roommate, Dave, and I can't remember Dave's last name, but Dave would carry with him a dead cockroach in one of those little boxes that you could get matches in. He'd carry one into the restaurant and dump it in the salad or something about halfway through the meal, and then call the waiter over so he didn't have to pay for the food. Kind of embarrassing. Anyway, don't you do that, all right? I'm not recommending that. I was always embarrassed that he did that. Speaking of embarrassment at a restaurant, I once had my son-in-law ate 122 or more than that, shrimp on one of those all-you-can-eat shrimp days. That was a little embarrassing. Took 2 hours for him to do that, and we had been sitting, we'd all been finished about an hour before he finished. But anyway, he had a good time and had a lot of shrimp, and they honored it. They kept coming back with more shrimp. All right. Do you know how, I didn't know they had Happy St. Paddy's Day cards, but there are 15 million cards exchanged on St. Patrick's Day. And 10% of all those cards are sold in New York City. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Well, like I said earlier, you're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop. We obviously are not having any swaps today, but you can always call in at 740-383-9944. And you can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And maybe we can sell some ice skates for you or whatever. 19 presidents of the United States proudly claim Irish heritage. And you know what? That includes our first president. President George Washington claimed Ireland as part of his heritage. It's 12:57 right now. We're getting ready to close her down. So if you have anything, you better call right now. All right. One last question about Irish relationships with the United States. St. Patrick is a hero in Ireland, and there are about 60 churches and cathedrals named for him in Ireland alone. One of the most favorite cathedrals is St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. You can understand that. He is very famous in that state, and obviously they want to honor him. Let's see. I just got a phone call from somebody, and I cannot find it anymore. All right. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. We have about 30 more seconds, I think. Maybe it's a minute 30. My phone says one thing, and the phone that's my phone, which has a clock on it, says one thing, and the clock that's sitting here looking me in the face says another thing. Let me pull this one up. Okay, it looks like we have a little bit over a minute to go. So if you have anything, give us a call. You got a few seconds, not much more. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And we've had some great interviews. Scott is beyond excellent when it comes to doing interviews. And I hope you have an opportunity to hear some of his interviews. He had an interview this morning with a gentleman who used to be the announcer, and I forget his name, Gary, I believe. He used to be the announcer for the Grand Ole Opry, and he told Scott on how terrible the tornado has hit down there in Nashville. Apparently one side of the town got hit really bad. I think he said the north side. I'm not sure. But one side got hit really bad, and the other was completely fine. So anyway, I hope you tune in next week. Don't forget to listen to my show on Wednesday, which is called A Progressive Life.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my, that's a great story. So Mother Goose was...
Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose had a few nips.
Oh, what fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the